Let's go to our next game, standing in front of me, are our next two contestants, Leslie Billig. And Leslie is a crossword puzzle editor. I know, the audience is like, oh my goodness. And we also have Nissa Greenberg. Nissa is a math whiz. He teaches on a volunteer basis to kids, so you really have to like math to do that. And he's originally from Bangor, Maine, but a vegetarian. You've never tried the lobster? Not even once?
I'm actually from Bar Harbor, Maine.
Oh, Bar Harbor,
but,
Maine. Well, there you go.
I tried lobster once at age 22. Yeah,
so
somewhere around there.
A couple months ago. Well, that's too bad because our game is the tastes of crustaceans. So that's going to be.
Sorry. So sorry.
No, we're happy to have you. John, tell us about the game we're about to play.
Sure. This puzzle is called Bankable Stars. We're going to letter bank the last names of bankable or profit-winning celebrities.
Okay, John.
Yes.
We don't speak puzzle.
Oh, okay.
So what is a letter bank?
In puzzle lingo, a letter bank is a short word that contains all the letters you need to make a much longer word. For example, with just the letters in the word pearl, P-E-A-R-L, you can spell parallel. And the word sprout, S-P-R-O-U-T, is a letter bank for the phrase support our troops. Oh. Now, remember, everybody pick up on that? Got it?
No, okay.
There's two sides of the audience happening. Half are like, this is impossible. And the other half are like, yeah, I got it.
Remember, the word or phrase we're looking for will use all the letters in the bank, often more than once. For example, Ophira,
yes.
If I gave you the last name Monet, M-O-N-E-T, as in?
Claude Monet.
Claude Monet,
yes.
Right? And the clue, speaking in an unvarying pitch or volume, you'd say what?
I would say monotone.
Monotone, right. All
yes.
The letters in the word monotone can be found in Monet. Very good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Contestants. You ready? You got this?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
sure.
Excellent. Okay. Remember to ring in when you have the answer.
Great. Here we go. The first celebrity is Ronald Reagan, R-E-A-G-A-N. Your clue? To move everything all around like the furniture.
Leslie.
Rearrange.
Rearrange,
yes.
Is right.
Correct.
Good. Here's the next one. Rafael Nadal, N-A-D-A-L. Your clue? Where you drift off to when you daydream, or a slang term for Los Angeles.
La La Land.
La La Land is correct, Leslie. Way to go. That's two
nice
for you.
Nice advantage, okay. Leslie.
Jennifer Aniston, A-N-I-S-T-O-N. Your clue, the second most populous city in Texas, it's home to the Alamo.
Nissa.
Austin?
No.
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 There's
San Antonio?
Yes,
yes,
Leslie. Way to go.
Nissa, it's okay. It's all right.
No, it's not okay.
Give him a math question.
This is a math guy in a word game,
yeah,
with a crossword puzzle later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a very fair matchup.
Well,
so he's actually doing pretty well.
Yeah, he's doing great.
Yeah.
3 minus 0 is 3. I am 3 behind.
Let's go to Tim Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N. The clue, the title track of a classic Bruce Springsteen album. Leslie.
Born to Run.
Born to Run is
correct.
Right.
You're the boss, Leslie.
So
boss Leslie.
No, no. No. I'm liking hearing all these answers. They're very good answers.
Okay, think on this one. Adam Sandler. Sandler, S-A-N-D-L-E-R. Your clue, the first and last name of a longtime advice columnist.
No, you can do it.
yeah. Go ahead, Leslie. Take it. Yeah.
Ann Landers.
Ann Landers is right.
I've never seen this kind of interaction between contestants.
I was trying to sweet talk her beforehand. I think it's helping.
Okay.
What I loved was that Leslie gave him a chance, but she put her hand over her bell and looked over at him. Just to let him know, like,
yeah,
you going?
I'm giving you a few seconds here, Chief.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's try Kim Basinger. Basinger, whoa. B-A-S-I-N-G-E-R. The clue is part of the Pacific Ocean between Russia and Alaska. It's known, yes?
Bering Strait.
It's known for its strait.
Mm. Close.
Bering Sea?
Bering Sea,
yay!
Is right. Way to go, Nissa. Yeah,
that one.
Okay, so our final scores are Leslie 6, Nyssa 1, which makes Leslie our winner. Leslie Bellick, you will be moving on to our final round of double Ask Me Another Ultimate Challenge at the end of the show. Well done. We're looking for a few people in our radio audience who'd like to play games and puzzles in a future show. So if you think you have what it takes, direct message us at NPR Ask Me Another, or you can send us an old-fashioned email at askmeanother@npr.org, and we'll send you a quiz to see if you have what it takes.